Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Live from Shore Nutrition.
Sure.
You sure?
I'm sure. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All right.
You sure?
Sure.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Hello.
They're sure.
I'm sure.
When you come to Shore Nutrition. It's a sure thing.
Is it a sure thing?
It's a sure thing at Shore Nutrition.
All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 podcast virgins. So what that means is we have to ask each of you the podcast. There's a two-part question, but we're going to get to that in 1 second. First, we're going to do introductions.
Oh, nice.
So you guys all in the shot right now over there?
No. Right there.
All right. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, Pablo, and I'm the owner of Shore Nutrition. Welcome. I'm Heather.
I'm Sarah.
All right. Camera one, and we're back. We are
Ariana Pablo. I am the owner of Splendid Nutrition, which is in Beverly, Massachusetts.
And did you help out here a little bit too?
Yeah.
Yep. You're a panther?
I'm not a panther, no. I'm a fisherman.
You're a fisherman, but your store is in Beverly.
Yeah,
okay.
Chris McCarthy's with us.
Joe, I could introduce myself.
Okay.
I'm Chris McCarthy. Thanks, Joe.
Please allow myself to introduce myself.
I'm your host, Joey Shimataro, and this is Scotty Mack. And Scotty Mack is Jimmy Dalpiaz's job on the switcher.
Yeah, very talented.
Very talented switcher. Chris and I, big, huge fans of this place. We've been talking about coming here for a while,
yeah.
But this is vacation time. Well, not necessarily for you so much. Actually, I'm supposed to be working, but it's windy out, so no boats are fishing.
And I'm working. I'm a computer right.
Another vacation for you, Joe?
The green light is open. The green light is on. But Shore Nutrition is one of our favorite stops.
It is.
And we've kind of become addicted to it.
Yes.
For a bunch of different reasons. I'll go through my reasons, and then I'm going to have you go through yours. One, it's delicious.
Yes.
Two, it gives me super high energy.
Yes.
Three, it makes me poop.
Oh, yeah. It loosens my bowels.
Greases the rails. Greases the rails. Let's just make sure. I want to go to our chat here. Ryan Hussey, good morning. Anybody that'd like to ask any questions of the people that are here, feel free to chime in.
Hey, come on down. If you're just sitting around, come on down and grab a tea.
We should get some tea started right now.
That'd be brilliant.
So, Chris came up with an idea yesterday for a Good Morning Gloucester tea.
All by himself.
Yes. And I want to apologize to Joe. Joe, on behalf of Scotty and I, because Scotty was really here but isn't telling you, I came up with this tea without your involvement. I used the Good Morning Gloucester name without written consent, and I apologize.
And
you accept my apology?
The term was went rogue.
Right. I went rogue. And that's why we're primarily here today, is because I shook the bee's nest. Faye, the owner, went ballistic. She's like, we can't officially have this on our menu until Joe gives the green light. My daughter, who works here, came home, and she reprimanded me. She sent me to my room. I couldn't come out until I reached out to Joe via phone and said, I apologize, Joe. So that's why we're here today, to promote Shore Nutrition, but to also introduce the GMG tea.
So I'd like to know what the GMG tea is, seeing as I wasn't consulted on this ahead of time. I'm just the guy that lugs the 50 pounds of camera equipment, sets it all up, does the background.
Pays for it.
pays for. I just bought another camera yesterday, so we'll have a three shot thing.
And but, he's a true verbal assassin behind the scenes.
So why don't we go to camera two right now? Yeah, and Faye, well, can you explain to us what Chris, who came up with it? Chris and you?
I came up. It was a team effort. There, I had some help. So I won't throw anybody under the bus in terms of who helped, but.
So I'll tell you how we make it. We're going to start off with a pineapple liftoff, which the liftoff gives you lots of great energy and it has tons of B vitamins in it.
See, that's why I picked that B vitamin.
Yeah. And Chris loves his NRG, which is nature's raw guarana, so that helps with mental focus and clarity.
Yeah.
At this point, his life needs.
I need a lot of that.
Needs a lot of that, and then it has some peach tea in it. And then the aloe, mango aloe, which Joe calls
the poop tea. The poop tea.
That makes the poop tea the poop tea.
And I usually get two squirts of that.
Two squirts of that?
No.
Squirt's
going to be on the road today. So.
Oh, so it's going to be like.
See, it's coconut flavoring. You got to pay attention. Okay.
Yeah. Mix that right up. And the aloe is also great for nutrient absorption. That's why we put it in.
Oh, geez, you didn't tell us that.
So a big part of why another part of that I like it is because it's part of my fall winter diet was kind of a semi-fat, intermittent fasting. So I was trying to get to like 11 o'clock without eating. So I'd go to the gym, drink some water in the morning, go to the gym. And then I'd come in here right from the gym and have one of these teas, and I would just tug on it like every, whatever, just to get me through to 11. And it was very, very, very effective. Like, I was losing a pound every 3 days. I was losing a pound and keeping it off.
Yep.
So,
our teas only have 25 calories to them. So, and they give you lots of great energy and they keep you going throughout the day. They don't let you crash like coffee does, so you feel like you constantly have that energy with you all day.
Do you have poop-free tea, though?
we can eliminate, yes. Yeah. We do. We can eliminate the aloe if you'd like. Most people enjoy that.
25 calories. How about other nutritional facts like sugar or
So they're sweetened with stevia,
right.
So they're very low in sugar, and like I said, they have lots of B vitamins in them. And the tea will give you lots of great energy. Here's the Good Morning Gloucester on Mars.
Oh, look at that.
First look right here.
There you go, Joe. One sip, everyone knows the rules.
What I like to do is I like to take it and I like to shake it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, see that?
That's like a dummy shake.
The reason they don't shake is it looks pretty.
Right.
You got the colors, the layers, it's awesome. But after I look at it and say, oh, isn't that nice, I got to shake it.
I'd be remiss to say that I'm a little disappointed. Usually Sarah gives me a nice little note on the top.
The
boss made it, but she neglected me. And Sarah.
My girls are really great.
Step in the camera for just a second. This is Sarah. This is the one that leaves the notes.
Sarah
leaves the notes.
For everybody, not just me. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. The old man is getting creepy.
I like to give everybody positive messages for the
day.
So.
Thank you, Sarah.
My customers count on it.
Well, I will say when I was here yesterday, Heather had a stack of these
that
she was putting notes on. So they are here.
They're here.
So it's not just Heather's working very hard.
Pretty soon, by the amount of times you come in, you're going to know the penmanship and who left the note.
Exactly.
Chris, every day is a fresh start.
I know. But yesterday I was a little offended. I looked at it and said, please leave. I don't know when.
Was that your daughter?
Her said, I need money.
They put an extra dose of the aloe in there for you. That's why.
Anna Eves would like to say hi to Heather.
Anna Eves.
Anna Eves.
What else to say hi?
Say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi. Oh, she commented. People are commenting as we go.
Hey, everyone.
Scotty,
do you
want to
try power tea, a different flavor?
Yes, please.
We need a different flavor. You can't introduce me to it. Wait, we didn't get those one set.
No?
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't had one that I've tried eight different flavors, and there wasn't one that I didn't think was delicious and refreshing and gave me, like, seriously, this is not something.
This isn't. This really isn't intended to just be a pitch on True Nutrition, but we really love.
Right.
But we love the vibe here. But on top of the vibe, like what it does for us mentally, like it gets me. Like, during the work here, when I'm really exhausted, I come to one of these. I get a noticeable lift and boost in my energy and like. When you say mental clarity, it's definitely a thing.
We've noticed that, Joe.
But if you're going to have a test, like, I can see like someone is going to have a test. Oh, look who's here.
Who's here?
Lynn Silva from Cafe Bistro. Another great female woman business owner in Boston.
Absolutely.
He doesn't know she's on camera right now.
And Joe, to your point, I mean, we don't do these things. Restaurants and businesses that we know women. If you have a business or a product out there that you know you want us to try and we love it and believe in it, we'll.
All right, Scotty, we're giving him a look at this, Captain America. Captain America for Scotty.
Oh,
that's appropriate. That's appropriate.
Let's see this. Back to your
caffeine comment, Joe. I don't drink coffee because of caffeine. There's like twice as much caffeine in these teas, and I don't feel as jittery as I do when I drink coffee.
So. Now,
it's so refreshing.
You can see the sticker a bit better with this because that's a see-through one. Let's get a little, wow, look at that.
You get really tight on. Oh, there it is. You got it. You nailed it. Good job of nailing the focus there, Scotty.
So the one sip, everybody knows the rules. Yeah, Let's go.
So, Faye, why don't you talk about the difference between the teas and the shakes? Because they have more than teas here. You have the shakes, you have these boosts, you have the performance. Camera two.
Yeah, so we have our power teas, but we also have protein shakes. And the average has 24 milligrams of protein. The plant-based protein, and they come in about, we have about 70 different flavors of the protein shakes, and we also include a small tea and aloe that comes with the shake, so you don't want to get the big power tea, we have a small one that comes with the shakes and the flavor. And that power tea is great because I drink it first, and it greases the pipes.
Greases the rails.
And then I drink the shake. And
we can also add a lot of boost to our tea and our shake. So we have the energy boost that's in your power tea, but we also have hydration. We have beauty boost. We have probiotics that we can add to the teas. And immune boost, this time of year is a great thing to have the immune boost. And then we have boosts that also we can add to our shakes, which is saffron, new moms, which is great for hormone balance. And then we do fiber also, which is great for digestion.
And did we put a new mum boost in Scotty's tea?
We did not. And it's typically going shake. Anything's possible. He needs a new mum boost.
Oh, you know what, Scotty.
Scotty is looking.
So we have to get to our commitment. Before we forget, we have to get to the Death Row Shop and Death Row Meal.
Oh, yes.
You know the premise?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what the premise is.
Well, I don't know. Do you guys have a different spin on it? No.
So it has to be Death Row Shop and Death Row Meal. It has to be at a certain, it can't be homemade.
Okay.
When you're Death Row Shop, you have to, what the order is and where you're ordering it from.
Okay. Well, if I'm being honest, I would order my, can I do a Death Row breakfast or lunch?
Well, that's the second one. It doesn't have to be. It's not from here. Necessarily from here. Anyway. Okay, I'm gonna give you the premise.
Give me the premise because apparently.
That's all right. The premise is the you're on death row. You created a hot, heinous crime.
Yeah.
And the warden comes in and says, "Tomorrow's your day.
All right.
We're gonna execute you. We'll get you a sub from any sub shop anywhere in the world. What's the sub and what's the order? And the second part will be meal. We'll get you a meal, any restaurant in the world. What restaurant and what is the actual meal?"
Okay. I'm not a big sub girl. Is that okay?
Yeah. It could be a sandwich.
Okay. All right. Well,
could be boneless.
Or a wrap.
Or a wrap.
It could be one of those, you know, what's the Asian place of the lettuce wrap?
Oh, lettuce wraps.
Oh, yeah.
Could
be
a bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, the sub just perked me. It's no longer standing, but Tony's House of Pizza in Magnolia used to make the best cheesesteak sub. I would go there after school and get one all the time. So that would be my...
That's the first time that's ever been mentioned.
Yeah, write
really?
That down.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Tony's?
And you know something? I being an East Gloucester kid, and I never went to Magnolia. Went to Magnolia.
Yeah.
And but I know that spot was very important to that community.
Yeah.
And I know that community is really freaking out right now that that fire was there and they rebuilt and no restaurant has gone in.
Condos upstairs, but they have retail downstairs. Nothing there.
Yeah.
It hasn't been taken over. They built out a space for it, but no one's taken that for it. Okay, death row meal.
Meal? Okay. Are we doing like appetizer, like anything like that?
You're on death row. Get whatever you like.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can order six plates if you
want. Keep that
Joe's
in mind.
Paying.
Your answer.
Joe's paying.
Joe's paying. I love the octopus appetizer from Tono with the like couscous and red sauce on it.
Oh,
that's my like
octopus. Nice.
All time.
So that must mean you like tripe.
You
like tripe?
I do, but I haven't like.
You do like tripe?
I haven't.
Nice.
That's interesting.
We're going to have you back on to do a tripe.
That's
I love all
true Italian right there. Yeah. All right, we're going to Faye. Faye. Faye.
Yes.
Death row sub and death row meal.
Death row sub?
Okay, she wasn't
listening. She wasn't listening. You can pick a sub, a wrap, a sandwich from anywhere.
It has to be.
But it can't be
not homemade.
Homemade.
Not homemade.
Name the place and what the order is.
Cheesesteak bomb.
From?
Cheesesteak
from
probably
casinos
back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Like mother, like God. She had a cheesesteak, but from Tom's. Death row meal.
That's why they opened a nutritional. They eat so much steak and cheese. Yeah. They have to get healthy.
I'm
going to
go with steak again. I'm a 4 ounce
girl.
I can eat a 22 ounce, 24 ounce, 4 ounce.
From where?
Oh my God.
Halas.
That's all.
Yeah.
You want to give a shout out? You just said you came from a workout.
Oh.
You want to give a shout out to, are you doing the one up there?
No, I go to the Y.
Really?
I do my own workouts at the Y, yep.
Nice.
The Y. How great is that facility?
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
So clean, except don't go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
The bus of middle school boys like comes
man.
Out of the bus and gets dropped off at the Y.
Yeah, so what's your move when you go there?
My move? Today was legs, so I was doing lots of squats, barbell squats,
yep,
lunges, all that good stuff. And
yeah.
We're going to the Nest after this to do 12-ounce curls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your pickleball.
What's that?
Your pickleball today?
I heard my knee dancing in Del Rey. So.
Something about that statement is not something you want to hear yourself dancing.
And if Joe can't play, then Scotty and I can't play.
That's my wife.
Those are the rules.
Yeah.
That's right.
Joe dictates everything.
I blame my wife.
She got
me going. So there's that. Did the girls want to participate in the death row sub and death row? Sarah?
Death row
sub?
Yeah.
They're
making sure.
Busy.
They're
making
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a takeover.
Oh.
Yeah. So that people can call in. You can place your order ahead of time. So go to your Facebook page, your Instagram.
Is that just call in or is it online ordering as well?
Call in for now.
I'll call in for now, but you're going to add on down the road?
Possibly.
Okay.
But if you're in Beverly,
you're in Beverly,
the technology's different in Beverly.
Technology's a little bit more high speed in Beverly.
we should mention this. So I haven't been there. Where is it?
It's right on Cabot Street. So like right, do you know where Chianti's was?
Of course.
Yeah. A couple doors down.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that another comic cafe?
Yeah, comic there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlene got a wrist surgery, and it was in Beverly, and I went to your shop and sat there for like 3.5 hours waiting for her to be done with her surgery. And the staff was great. I made sure they understood that I was an okay guy and didn't want this creepy guy in there. But I was working while I was waiting.
The town of Beverly has, in the past like 5 years, blown up with great restaurants.
Yeah, it really has.
It's become like Cambridge a little bit.
Yeah, has that feel.
Yeah.
Well, they got those all that Wendover really did a great job there with all those units.
Yes.
Same concept at Splenda, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we opened Splenda in 2020.
Splendid.
So right when the pandemic happened. It kind of took off. People were looking for an excuse to get out, like, you know, just leave the house. A lot of people were working from home. They wanted to have something good and healthy. We were able to bring that to the community. And then we noticed a lot of people from Gloucester making the trip over the bridge, coming to Beverly, and chirping in our ears saying, you need to open one in Gloucester, you need to open one in Gloucester. So exactly 1 year later, we opened Short.
Well, you saw how successful you were in Beverly. Is that what gave you the confidence to open this one?
Yeah, so actually I worked for them and we did see how successful it was. And people were just commenting they want one in Boston, they want one. So that's why we decided to do that. So I actually quit my job and decided to do this.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's worked out great. Gloucester has been very good to us and we're glad that we're here giving, you know, the city a good healthy option.
It's been busy, and I know this summer this is going to be the place to be. If I was in my 20s, I can't imagine the money that I would spend here hungover and coming in here.
Yeah. Actually, we do a lot of, it's funny, in the summertime, we've had a lot of tourists come in last summer that were staying at the Beaufort Hotel.
Weddings.
And they would come in after the commercial dinner in the morning, and they would say, what can you give me?
That's
and we
funny.
Give them the hydration, and they would feel great.
Right. Music has to go. That's can we turn funny. That background music off? Only because Facebook may take the thing down. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Facebook, please don't
just,
do that.
I just got it. Brendan Grimes Davis, thanks for sharing the podcast.
Want to do a roll call?
Yeah, Beth Mason Hickley, Anna Eves, Ryan Hussey, Chris Thompson, my beautiful wife, Kate. I can't say her name without saying my beautiful wife.
Honestly, that's...
Is it in the contract?
Accurate, right?
It's accurate.
It's in your vows.
It's in
the contract.
It was in my vows.
It's actually factually correct as well.
Ryan Hussey was here yesterday. Did he say that?
Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't mention
that. Down.
Yeah. Annie Roshan's with us as well. I had a smoothie. It was great.
Oh, right.
So there's that. What is your go-to? So do you... I'm going to ask both of you, is there a go-to for a hangover versus a go-to just as like a post-workout? Like what would you suggest someone if like they're super hungover? Because there's a difference. Because we've only showed the teas,
right.
But there's also smoothies.
We've got everything.
I get the smoothies primarily.
Chris normally gets a smoothie. So
yeah.
What would you go with?
So if someone's coming over, they had a rough night. Or a good night. I love to recommend the tea, the aloe, and then a hydration boost because your body needs electrolytes to replenish all the toxins you put in
why
the night
is
before.
Relative, Scott?
Yeah.
Don't worry about
the hydration boost.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say just add vodka or rum.
Hey, we had a lot of people that are like, hey, you guys should really put a rum floater on this or something. I'm like, hey, whatever you do when you go home is
That's Faye's line too. Because I think Chris mentions that to her at least once every third week.
Yeah, he gets like a pina colada shake.
Yeah, well, and that's what inspired the Good Morning Gloucester sunrise was that tropical taste, not too sweet, but something that sort of puts you in that beach vacation mood.
Yeah.
Annie Roshan says, my favorite place for tea and shakes. Nice. I see a lot, you know, and a testament to this place is every time I'm here, I see a lot of the same faces.
Yep.
So yeah. It's like something, like it's not just like one and done. They come and they come back. And there's a reason for that because you guys are doing such a great job. I wanted to talk about something a little off of the Shore Nutrition thing. But the I saw this thing kind of went viral yesterday. City of Gloucester put out that their system for beach parking for out-of-towners went live. And people, I think there's a lot of misinformation there. But I just want to give a little bit of the background as I understand it, why they're doing it. So they did not sell. You couldn't buy it. In the past, they had an allotment of out of town beach stickers.
About 300 or so.
Yeah, 250 or 300. I think it was 250.
275. it was 275.
Prices, right? I bet a dollar.
Okay. So, there were good amount of money, and the city made money off of that. Because of the beach traffic and stuff, and I think they do it on Cranes Beach, the city has instituted an online system where out-of-towners can pay and reserve their spot. Now, they did not expand the number of spots that they're giving and allotting to out-of-towners. But what they did do is they made it so that and initially it may create a little bit of people come down, they didn't know about this system and they get turned away. So it may create a little bit of traffic initially. But once these out-of-towners get the memo that if they don't have a spot reserved, they can't get in, then it should alleviate all the people coming down all at once trying to get there, because if they sign in, if they pay for their spot online, then they know. But if they see it's full, they won't make the trek down. That's the theory behind it. I think it's a smart thing. I think, will there be some bumps to get there for the information to get out? Probably, but you have to start somewhere. Like I saw that a lot of people were freaking out saying, oh, it's just going to cause a lot of more headaches. But it may cause headaches initially, but you have to start somewhere. Yeah. Right?
Some of the comments that I saw online were, so what you're telling me is that an out-of-town person could call and reserve their spot, and I'm a local taxpayer that has a beach sticker, and I can't get in because they've already pre-reserved their spot. As opposed to first come, first serve, where you're in line and you go and you still get turned away if there's too many people.
I'm just letting you know
what the comments are.
I understand, but it's misinformed, right? Because there's still, they had a certain amount for out-of-towners.
It's
the same amount for out-of-towners. So they're not getting displaced. There's 30,000 residents.
So there's roughly 250 to 300 spots, and that's it. And once those spots are gone online, that's it.
It's not unlimited amount because...
So if I have a resident sticker,
yeah, you're not guaranteed a spot. There's 30,000 residents.
I know, but do I have to go to the same system?
No, just out of town.
Now, is there a reserved spaces specifically for non-residents that's like in the back far right corner so that the locals could actually get there quicker?
I know at Winkersheet Beach
like
there
the,
is.
Like
the
redheaded
in the
child
lot,
seats
yeah.
in the corner?
There's resident parking in the Winkersheet parking lot.
Yes, there is. You're right. So this is why I'm asking this question.
Also, maybe there is.
I don't know about Good Harbor, but.
Yeah. But the point is that the whole idea, of the main premise behind it is they had a set amount before. It's the same amount, but if people get online, if they know they have to get online and reserve the spot if they're out of town and they see that it's full, they won't come.
So I understand the theory. I get it. I actually kind of agree with that. It's going to take some time to implement.
Right. But if you don't start, then they're never going to come, right?
I mean, the traffic out there now is the worst I've ever seen.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever.
Running joke. The running joke is every single summer, the third week of July, when there's a ton of traffic every single year, online, the Facebook keyboard warriors. I've never seen it this bad in my entire life. No, every single year, the third week of July, there's going to be terrible traffic.
Something has to be done.
There was in Gloucester, like before, like in the Faye, I don't remember. I don't think I was alive. Like,
no,
no. But she may know that. I think we're the same age.
She's 1 year older.
She's one year older. But like, no, back in the day, there was like five times as many hotel rooms in Gloucester. There's these Grand Victoria hotel rooms. There's like a couple of them in Magnolia, all along the back shore.
Yeah.
Like huge, huge hotels, like several hundred rooms.
Colonial.
And on Rocky Neck, Niles Beach, Magnolia had a couple. The back shore had several. And, you know, people act like it's just, you know.
Well, I think a lot of it's too, like, so many more people have caught wind of Gloucester and like, oh, like the beautiful beaches in Gloucester. Like I have friends from college that were like, oh, we go to your beaches in the summer. I'm like, how long does it take you to get there? Like, we drive 2 hours. Imagine driving 2 hours and realizing you can't get a parking spot. You have to turn around and go home.
Well, a lot of that too, had to, back in the day, to your point again, Joe, and I love that Chris's term, to your point, Joe. That's your new point.
Instrumental.
You were instrumental in that comment. But people used to come by boat, and they'd have trunks in Magnolia. It was like the Hamptons, and
really?
and the railroad wasn't built yet.
No, the railroad did go to Magnolia. For those hotels.
Right, but not at the time when it first started. But and then once the railroad went in, that's how Magnolia started to stop being such a destination because they had other options to get to Boston and other areas by the railroad. But that's a little history for you, Joe.
Thank you.
But they also. Yeah, it's just people. See, I think that people that like were born here, they think that that summer traffic is insane, but they've never. These people must have never gone to the Cape, because the Cape traffic and people that commute for a living, their everyday commute past 93 is 100 times worse. So like, I always say. We do not have a traffic problem. Is it an inconvenience that it takes you 15 minutes to get across town or 20 minutes to get across town?
You're falling a little short there.
A weekend?
A little shorter.
What?
You're falling a little short on the time, a little longer than 15 minutes to get across town.
But it's not every single day. It's 8 weeks.
He's never been to Magnolia.
Yeah, he's never been. Now he has.
But it's 8 weeks. It's July and August on the weekends. You know what I mean? It's not every day.
It's midweek too, and I'm going to tell you another thing. It's vehicles now. There's four per family rather than just having the one like family car or the second. There's four cars or five cars per family depending on the kids now. So there's a lot more people driving into the beaches than there ever has been.
I'm not denying that the traffic is bad, but it's something that, like, I think a townie perspective is we don't want anyone here. They shouldn't let these people down here. But these are the people that feed downtown businesses. These are the people that feed the restaurants.
I think that's a fair assessment. You know, I mean, that these are the people that do feed these businesses because most of the locals, and not all locals, I'm not saying that, most of the locals, these shops would be empty if it wasn't for people that came from out of town to spend money in commerce.
I think it's short-sighted to constantly harp on tourists as they're evil. In a town that's a tourist town.
It's a double-edged sword. It all depends on your perspective and how you deal with it.
Are you guys done?
I'm done.
Are you guys done?
I'm done. No.
I have a question for Ariana.
I'm done with the podcast today, actually. I got to go to work.
You got
to
go?
I got to go to work.
Who's going to man the thing?
You got two fingers?
I got to go in 10 minutes, too. But you're
thank you,
what we would consider young.
Slide two.
And
young?
You.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just curious from your perspective, what Gloucester, the changes that you've seen, because I've seen a lot of young kids, 20s. More and more, it seems like that population is increasing here in Gloucester. Any comments or thoughts about how much you like living in Gloucester as a 20-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, just growing up here, my whole family has lived here my whole life, and going away, I actually lived in Newport, Rhode Island for seven years.
Oh, wow. How fun was that?
It was so fun. So I lived there in college, and then I stayed for a couple years
after. You
went
to Salve?
Oh, yeah. Salve, that's right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, Faye told us.
So I loved that, but I think the ocean and the beaches are just a main attraction, and then all the new restaurants and businesses that are in town. Like there's more for people to do. I mean, there's a Mile Marker, you have, you know, Blue Collar in the summer, and Tono and Yella. I think it's just a fun place to be. And to say you're a local is like pretty cool.
Yeah, good music scene.
You know, it's funny because like when I married my ex-wife, back in the day, like her parent, like when we first started dating, like all her friends from Hamilton and her family was like, "Oh, you're marrying someone from Gloucester." Like it was like, "Oh." And now all those towns like Hamilton, Topsfield, Middleton, they're killing themselves to move here.
Yeah, it's so true.
Huge like swing. You know, in 15 years, this town has just been on an upward trajectory of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Joe, and if someone's trying to move here.
Yeah, someone's trying to move here.
We got
the people.
That's what's making it hard for the locals. I mean, as a woman in my 20s, like with the market the way it is, like we want to buy a home, but there's so many people coming from everywhere else that also want to buy a home here. It's great.
Yeah. You can mention our beautiful wives, Kate and Charlene, McCarthy Shimataro Group. There's their contact information. They're fun. They're energetic. They are informed. And if you have a house to sell or a place to buy or want to buy a house, there's their contact information. I think it's – but, you know, I think it's interesting because I think your generation has really – you guys have been very creative and hardworking and innovative in, industrious. I've seen a lot of business people your age as creators and thinking outside of the box of a traditional, traditional jobs. It seems like you saw the maybe, I'm not going to say mistakes, but like the way I know how I worked and still work. And I want better for my kids to do something that like is not such a grind. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Would you say that that's something of your generation that has become a thing?
I think so. And I think a lot of us are paying attention to all the trends in the world now, too. Like, just having social media and seeing what's out there. Like, I feel like there are so many more healthy options now. And that's in part of, like, society is telling us, like, okay, we need to be more healthy, you know?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, we missed that boat. Joe and I missed that boat.
No,
you're here now.
We did.
By like 2 months.
Yeah, but you're younger in spirit. One other thing I want to talk about was the just yesterday JetBlue lifted their mask mandate.
Yeah, well, other airlines have too.
Yeah,
not just JetBlue.
Right, I know. I know.
And no masks on public transportation. You don't even have to wear a mask in the terminal.
Oh, really?
Which is
huge.
I did on Thursday when I was there.
So
she just got back from St. John.
Oh my God! How awesome is St. John?
So amazing!
I haven't for a beach destination. I haven't. I've been to. I would say I've probably been to 10 to 12 different types of coastal beach destinations, and I haven't found one that checks off all of my boxes like that one does.
Yeah,
I
mean, Hawk's Nest was her favorite beach.
Did we go there?
Yeah,
the first
Honeymoon Beach, then it's
Cinnamon
the first
Bay,
one.
Cinnamon. I get them all confused.
It's the one we went to twice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they had that nasty bathroom where like it was just like that.
Oh, I didn't use the bathroom. I go in the water.
No, but I mean, St. John's a special place.
Yeah.
What he's saying is he had to take a poop in Hawk's Nest, and he had to use the toilet in the Hawk's Nest. Did you see any good Gloucester stickers?
I didn't. No. Where'd you guys put them?
Well, there's poles and places that people stick them all over. So if you're not focused on those, looking for one.
I was looking at them though.
Couple of stickers.
We have gotten a couple people send me pictures.
Yep. And if you do find one in St. John or anywhere throughout the world, because there's one in Paris.
So you have to, so if you send, no, I'm not doing that anywhere, because people send me one from downtown Boston.
It has to be outside of Massachusetts.
No, I'm going to say, I'm doing a special for St. John. If anybody is in St. John and sees one of the stickers that we left behind and takes a picture with it and sends it to Good Morning Gloucester Yahoo, yeah. I owe you a beer when it went in my presence in Gloucester.
Yeah, there's a couple downtown Cruz Bay. There's one at Maho
there's
Bay.
One at Woody's.
Woody's.
There's one at
Maho Bay.
At what's the name of the right when you get off the ferry?
Yeah, High Tide or Low Tide?
Oh, High Tide. Yeah.
High Tide. There's a light pole right there. Right to get in there, you have to walk past the big light pole.
I was just wondering past.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, probably 10 times. Yeah.
And Gloucester has some representation there. Sala, what's her first name?
Kelsey Sala.
Did you see her?
I didn't see her while I was there, but I know she works.
She was so sweet to us when we were there. And that's a great – and that restaurant, which it's right when you get off the ferry. And when I always consider those places right where the ferry is they don't have to be good because they know people are going to be right there. But the food was excellent.
Excellent.
The coffee's good too.
Music. They had a little music.
That place was
on the patio.
That was one of my favorite places. That one and the one that was right behind it where they had
the sushi.
That place was awesome.
Yeah.
St. John's. I'm going to have a hard time not going back there every single year.
We are going to.
Yeah. Yeah. and getting around is not hard.
So easy.
It's so easy.
And did you guys stay in Cruz Bay?
We did.
Yeah.
Which I highly recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to drink?
Yes. Fresh squeezed margaritas. So good.
Sexiest place
peanut
ever.
Butter bushwhacker.
Oh, my gosh.
Did
the
you try the
bushwhackers? I've been dreaming bushwhacker. About a bushwhacker.
We might make it
a special.
Oh, Faye, bushwhacker.
Bushwhacker,
yes,
Faye.
That's what we should have named
it. Yes.
Joe, you have the power. Well, you can name a shake. I name the tea.
I think we should do a rotating Good Morning last one. So you had this week. I'll have next week's.
All right.
He's got the sunrise. You can see the sunset.
Do we have the okay to have the Good Morning Gloucester sunrise as our special this week?
Of course you do. Yes. Up,
Faye.
Yes, say it again, Faye. Faye, go ahead.
So, Joey, do we have the okay to have the Good Morning Gloucester sunrise tea as special this week?
You absolutely do.
Right.
You just have to sign this contract.
Can I give you royalties?
No. No royalties. These ones are on the house.
But yeah, we should do a shake.
I want to do a bushwhacker one. I don't even know what to put in a bushwhacker.
Oh, I looked it up. There's six different alcohols in a bushwhacker.
Oh, well, time out. We're not talking alcohol here, folks.
No.
But there's major flavors, though. There's chocolate,
peanut butter,
chocolate.
Oh, and a peanut butter one. There's vodka, Bailey's, coconut rum, Kahlua, amaretto, dark rum.
We can find some flavors.
So we can make that.
We can figure that out.
We can make that somewhere. Oh, yeah. All right.
When it gets quiet, that's their assignment today is they're going to start working on the bushwhacker.
We got it.
And you know what we could do is we could have a bushwhacker contest, Beverly versus Gloucester, who makes the best bushwhacker.
We're going to have to go up to Beverly and check out that place one of these days. Beverly's a great town.
And it's got a similar vibe.
What's your favorite restaurant in Beverly?
In Beverly, I love Soma. Right on Cabot.
Great pizza.
Great martinis.
I haven't been there in probably 8 years, but they always had this fig and prosciutto.
Thank you, Faye. What is this, Faye? Oh, that's right. She's promoting the upside down pineapples. We forgot to mention that. We would be remiss if.
You could not help yourself but go with something with the upside down pineapple.
So when we heard Faye added this upside down pineapple, that's yours because I'm intermittent fasting. When she told us she had this upside down pineapple drink, we're like upside down pineapple, and she looked at us like, "Yeah, why?" But she didn't understand the
issue was. She lives under a rock. She's very sheltered.
So
I've been to the villages.
Oh,
I've been to the villages.
And that's what inspired the upside down pineapple drink. After she came back from the villages, she's like, I need something to.
Every time I have one of these shakes and whatever it's named after, I find them to be completely accurate. Yeah. Like, you know, to what they are, their names are. Like there's like ones with cakes, ones with brownies, one, and they're all like spot on.
I love when people ask, like, so what does brownie batter taste like? It's like, well, it tastes like brownie batter, actually. Well, tell people it tastes like exactly what they said.
One of Faye's favorite shakes, which I did try, is the Mexican chocolate, which is a chocolate shake with some cayenne
and
pepper.
Cinnamon, yeah.
And cinnamon. And I'm telling you, it's really, really good.
I want to put in here. What's the address, just so I know?
139 Main Street.
139 Main Street, Shore Nutrition. We have Splendid in Beverly. What's the address in Beverly?
279 Cabot.
279 Cabot. So if you happen to go over the bridge, make sure you stop in Beverly.
That's so happy.
And, you know, Joe, you were talking about all the things you love about Shore Nutrition and even Splendid, because I've been there. It's really the people, too. I mean, Faye and both of you have put a great staff together. When I walk in here, they know me. We laugh. I enjoy coming here. And that's a big part of why I come here, too.
As opposed to that organic cafe in Delray when the help hated each other.
Exactly.
Scowling at each other the whole
exactly.
time. Yeah,
exactly.
No, the vibe here is awesome. I'm going to put in the address in Beverly.
279 Cabot.
All right, there we go.
In Beverly, you can park on the
I probably
street.
Butchered your name. What are the hours, Chris Thompson wants to know?
7 to 3 at Shore, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 9 to 2.
Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
did you say?
Yeah, come on down and try the GMG Friday. Sunrise.
And Saturday was what?
9 to 2.
Grab a GMG Sunrise, say hello to the staff, go into your car and put on some Marley. And I'm telling you, you'll go to a different place. You'll go to a different place.
Website?
SplendidNutrition.com. SplendedNutrition.com.
And follow them on Facebook.
Instagram.
I was telling Ariana that the other day I was flipping through some reels on Instagram, and all of a sudden I see her. You were dancing.
Which one was it?
I don't know. You were in the store. I think you were dancing.
Probably. We danced all the time.
But I'm like, wow. I wasn't expecting to see someone I knew in one of the reels. I'm sure they probably heard me saying something about Shore Nutrition and that the computers linked me to Ariana. That's what the word I was.
I want to do a shout out to Donna Artizzoni. So Donna's been kind of putting together this 1 hour at a time gang group for the, I would say it's probably at least going on 10 years. And she, and this group of people, they donate 1 hour at a time and they meet. And they'll clean up one section of the city, and literally they start and they stop 1 hour, and outside this weekend they're picking up they're meeting Saturday at 9 a.m. near the Elks Backshore near the Elks Saturday April 23rd from 9 o'clock, and that's in honor of Earth Day. Saturday is Earth Day,
yep.
So. It's a great organization. 1 hour at a time, gang. Donna Artizzoni. All right, I think we're gonna wrap it up right here. We're throwing to Faye right there. You're on camera. Anything you want to say to the viewers?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody very much. All of our customers that come in, we enjoy having them. We enjoy getting to know you. And anybody who hasn't tried us, come on by, give us a try, and hope to see you soon.
I promise, you try it once, you're going to be hooked. Ariana, you have anything you'd like to add?
Just thank you for being here, and come on down, just come say hi.
All right. This is for Joey Shimotaro, Chris McCarthy, Scotty Mack, Ariana, Faye, Sarah, and Heather. Did I get everybody?
Yeah.
I think I got everybody. I have a terrible memory, too. We're going out with Over the Bridge. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's Good morning, Gloucester, to you.